Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today, I want to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning replacement rates on their dairy farms as well as the size of their heifer herd. So the first thing I would do is I would gather probably 2 to 3 years worth of data on heifer performance on your dairy herd. I'd also take a look at your replacement rate over that same 2 to 3 year period. So when we think of replacement rate, what we're looking for based on the number of lactating cows we have in the herd, how many culls have we had? This would include those that were sold as well as those that died out of our lactating herd in that 2 to 3 year period. The other thing you need to take into account is whether or not you've done some expansion during that 2 to 3 year period or if your herd is fairly static. And as you look at the number of replacements you need in the future, you need to think about, will the number of lactating cows be expanding on my herd or am I going to stay at the static rate? I find that if we actually sit down with the numbers, we might be surprised at the number of heifers that do not actually make it to completion. And as a result of that, we need to think about how many additional heifers we need to create. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to take into consider not only the replacement rate on their dairy farm, but also the completion rate for their heifer herd as they determine how many heifer calves need to be produced on their farm in order to keep up with their replacement needs in their herd.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.